Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back.
I still have my hand on my chef.
Podcast.
Yeah, use that one.
The only podcast in the world where we only use two notes.
Yeah, use that one.
Yeah, that's the one.
Number two podcast today. Yes, we are it.
Oh god.
I wonder who else right now in the world is recording a podcast right now.
I think about that sometimes. Do you ever think about like when you're taking a poo poo? That who else in the world? How many
people can bleep that word out?
You already said it. You didn't.
Oh, excuse me. I mean, caca.
I always wonder, like, how many people are like cooman at the same time that I am.
I think about people taking shits all day. that's all I ever think about is taking a dump.
Mm-hmm.
I do think about that though. Like, sometimes I'll be walking around the neighborhood, just like, I wonder how many people in these houses are getting laid right now, or like.
Yeah.
Taking a dump. Or it's just like, it'd be cool to like see that statistic and just know sure.
I thought you were just going to say it'd be cool to see that. Just like, you can see your neighbor every time they shit.
That'd be cool.
You just want to watch your neighbor's
shit. Breathing today?
Probably all of them that are still alive,
billions,
I reckon.
If I were to imagine.
Yeah.
Billions. Not very many in China. Billions and billions.
You really screwed that Tetris move up just there, dude.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah, the entire time we record the podcast, Soup plays Tetris Battle Royale.
I
in the
sure do. You
us.
Know why? Because it helps me focus. Because I have AIDS.
Well, obviously, you're focusing more on the podcast because you got.
I think you're thinking of ADHD.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Go say poo poo some more, you little fucking beta bitch.
Fuck
okay.
you.
Okay.
Right. Dude's testosterone is through the roof right now.
Yeah, dude was for a run beforehand, so he's been off the chain the last few minutes.
We gotta put him back in his place.
I'm a little more alpha than usual.
You're gonna get so many like random girls in your teams like, oh my god, the dude when he's alpha choke me and spit in my mouth.
Okay. I didn't like that.
I mean, am I wrong though? Like,
no, I just don't want to hear it.
You already have girls that are like obsessed with you.
But it's like hearing your parents have sex. Like, you know what happens. You don't want to hear about it, though. Like, you know?
Yeah, but if you're... Dude, there are girls who are, like, obsessed with dude.
Yes, okay.
Wow, I've heard stories of...
Thank you for sharing that information.
But I couldn't imagine being a girl that's obsessed with dude, and they just kind of have to accept that he's usually kind of effeminate. And then once he starts getting like testosterone filled, like, oh my god, the dude testosterone filled.
What makes me effeminate?
McNasty
exactly?
Is
please
the king
explain.
Of
you literally wore
out of his
a
ass.
Skirt in a video with a wig. So
how does that make me effeminate? I did that for the lols.
You did that for millions
you
of views.
You do a very, very, very good female voice and a good lolly voice. You're also small. You're soft.
It's just my genetics. I'm not
I imagine
soft.
Like.
Shitting on you right now.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You want to talk about... If I touched you, you'd feel like a naked mole rat. Like you'd feel like a
god
a
damn very, McNasty. What did he do to you?
No, this is a compliment.
All I said was, all I said, well, here's what happened. Here's what I said was, I said I'm a little more alpha, and McNasty could not let that stand.
He could
that
not
could
have
not,
that happening.
No.
You're not taking the alpha one in the group. Fuck you.
God, that was just...
This is the cringiest conversation.
That was just a...
It was more of a compliment. I mean, some people are...
Like you're a little fucking bitch, dude. That's a compliment.
No, I didn't say that.
You're a little feeble beta bitch.
I feel like if you needed to fight, you could probably fight, because I feel like you're nimble and quick.
Where are you going with this, bro?
I don't know.
Wait, so I'm effeminate and soft, but I could kick ass if I wanted to.
I meant soft as in, like, if
you're
I
like
touched
a,
you, you'd
a
feel very
maid.
Well, like, moisturized.
You're like a maid that if someone didn't like the way you cleaned the house, you could just throw the vacuum at them and run away.
Uh-huh.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever
said. Did you do that?
Nobody has said nice
things. I mean, in some cases,
then.
It's better to be, to have, in pretty much every case, it's better to have, to be comfortable with your feminine side, you know?
Well, that's why I wore a skirt on Omegle.
Exactly.
I don't give a shit.
That's
what
I was saying.
Think.
It wasn't an insult.
Holy shit.
It wasn't an insult.
Okay.
But you're, I was saying, when I called you soft, I didn't mean like soft, like you're a softy and you can't like handle pressure.
You're a saltine cracker. It's yummy.
You're one
just
of those
a
things.
Cracker.
One word, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely a cracker in every sense of the word. I'm the whitest.
We're all crackers, except for Matt. He's a. All
right, bro.
He's
more
cracker.
Like a Ritz cracker.
Yeah, he's
crackers.
He's been baked
a little bit toasted.
Yeah.
It's like a peanut butter cracker.
You're like a pretzel.
Oh, dude, I want a mall pretzel. Fuck.
Dude, you know what's
mall
weird?
Pretzel?
Yeah, what makes a mall pretzel like
one
a different
one you find
number?
On the floor of the mall.
Yeah, than a regular pretzel.
Just, when you're digging through the trash in the food
the one
mart.
You steal from the security guard when he's not looking.
When Paul turns his head.
Dude, mall pretzels and they're like fluffy and you dip them in like the...
The cheese.
Yeah, the cheese. I was gonna say mustard, but I don't like mustard with pretzels.
Ooh, mustard on a pretzel sounds nasty.
That's like a traditional.
No, that's
what Germans
do. Everyone ate it.
Yeah, mustard and pretzels.
That and cheese.
They usually they don't usually use like regular like yellow mustard. It's usually like
yellow mustard,
honey mustard, or something.
Yeah, it's not like a super spicy mustard, but still.
Yeah, it's but I prefer like the cheese.
This is a good conversation.
Yeah. Have you ever had like a cheese pretzel?
Wait,
where it's like
what's
a pretzel
a
with like the cheese.
Pretzel?
The cheese.
You really
baked
like
into
pretzels, McNasty. You
yeah,
eat
you're
pretzels
going
like all the time.
You know what's weird is when I was younger, I used to hate pretzels, but like ever since I discovered peanut butter pretzels, where it's got like the peanut butter inside.
Dude, I feel like pretzels
so
are like
good.
Beer, where it's just like no kid likes them, but then as you get older, you're like, hey, you know that's actually not.
I like
when
them
you,
as a
when
kid.
You eat like a plain, when you eat like a plain hard pretzel, it's almost like you're eating like. Like you're eating like a piece of burnt bread or something. Like there's not a whole lot to it.
Oh, regular pretzels, yeah, those can go.
Like the pretzel sticks and just like the regular
I feel like
little.
I kind of like shit like that though. Like I like Chex Mix, and you know like the fucking brown pieces that people like don't usually like, and they won't eat those.
Yeah,
those are the ones that I like.
Oh,
interesting. Yeah,
are you talking about like the flat bread, the bread looking
yeah.
ones?
Yeah, they're kind of bitter tasting.
I like those.
Those are my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah,
they
those
sell
are really good.
They sell Chex Mix of just those. But I don't think it's called Chex Mix.
The brown pieces?
It's literally, it's
all
just
browns?
The rye bread.
That's a niche
little,
market.
It's little yeah. pieces of rye bread. But I think it's not Chex Mix brand. It's a different brand. I don't know what it
Chex
is.
Chex Mix Ebony brand.
The Ebony edition of the Chex Mix.
Chex.
What? What?
What were you trying to say?
Where were you going?
I don't know it. I don't
you
know
to
it.
Say a gamer word. I felt
you were about to say a PewDiePie word, weren't you?
Nah. I've grown from that.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad. That's great
X
to hear.
To fucking doubt. Damn, what happened? You just got fucked, Sue.
So, do I have a question. Is
I was going to say, do we have any topics? But yeah, all right, go ahead.
This isn't really a topic. I was just okay. Something I thought of. Okay. I recently discovered how much I fucking love TikTok.
Yeah, I saw your tweet yesterday about that.
Dude,
one that made you belly
I was just
laugh.
Like, because I had that recent thing with that guy that was trying to like impersonate me.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I made my own account and then like, I'm trying to get it verified. So the manager said, hey, you need to fucking promote that shit so that you have like a following at least. And I've just been on my For You page just scrolling through shit. Well, a lot of it is just like dumb. Like it won't even be funny. It'll be like, this is how you should buy a house. You should get an FHA loan and blah, blah, blah. And it's who the fuck wants to watch that?
Finance talk.
Like, finance talk. Yeah.
I'm okay.
Every once in a while, I just find like a banger. It's something that just fucking kills me. Like, there's this one TikTok of a dog that's like getting its toenails cut and it's just screaming like a human. And it's just it's just hilarious to me.
You sound
like a
boomer that found YouTube for the first time. Like, that's
that's what I feel like. I feel like
there's
a face.
Funny videos online.
I feel like a Facebook mom that found Vine like 3 years after it came out.
Yeah, literally.
But yeah, I always associated TikTok with how like Soup
like
second channel
Soup
videos.
Watches,
just nothing
the
but cringe.
And, there's some gems in there here and there.
I mean,
you have to like train your For You page. Yeah, you have to train it. You have to skip
it's definitely
all that
like
cringe.
An algorithm. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I haven't even really, like, what's weird is I haven't really seen, like, any of that cringe stuff.
Well, because you're not clicking on it. Like, that's the kind of stuff that, like, 15-year-old girls are clicking on. Like, it's that kind of shit. True. Like, you're, you know, For You page won't be that because you're not clicking on it. Same with Instagram. Instagram has a similar one.
Fucking 14-year-old girls are watching the shit that I watch.
Okay, well, yeah,
some of the stuff you watch, I don't think anybody's watching. I'll look at some of the views or like likes, and people will find those like cringy ass weird videos, and it'll have like 2 likes or like 4 likes.
I don't know how you're even fucking finding that.
I feel Somebody like it's those people's job to just like.
Is there like a way on TikTok you can sort by like new uploads or something?
Maybe,
or
bad videos.
Or just like most recent videos ever posted? Is that
probably
sort by cringe?
Yeah,
just like a cringe category.
Is this video shit?
But yeah, I mean, do you guys use TikTok at all or no?
I do.
Nah, my girlfriend sends me once in a while.
Compilation. Yep. It's funny because you're the most active TikTok user, but you don't use TikTok itself.
Yeah,
you've seen the most TikToks.
Oh wait, who? Just, Soup or me?
Soup.
Oh.
What were you gonna say, dude?
Oh, well,
I'm on the roll.
Well, because that applied to me too. Because I use it to like at least see what like new songs or people are like into and shit. Because there's a lot of stuff that I'll play on there that people really like on Omegle and whatever. So, but I've never uploaded or tried to make a single TikTok. So I thought maybe you were talking to me, but Soup's definitely more.
Well, I used to have
content creation,
but I got banned because I did a TikTok of me putting a gun in my mouth and they didn't.
Oh, that'll do it.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't think any platform will allow that one. I'm going to be honest. What that visa? When you know you did something fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like if guilty dogs had a laugh, like when they tore a pillow up, it would be that. It's my favorite.
How come you never tried to like post like guitar stuff on TikTok?
Yeah, it should probably blow up.
Procrastination, like, just good. Not getting around to it, being a retard. That's really the only reason. Because people post my stuff on there. Like you said, you have impersonators. Were they posting like your clips? Or what were they doing exactly?
So basically what was happening with that guy is he, I went back and looked at like, cause he was just strictly posting clips from like all of my channels. And, I went back and like maybe a few months ago, the captions would just be like #McNasty, #McNastyOfficial, #ForYouPage, like stuff that was making it seem like it was a fan account. And then like out of the blue, he started putting the caption as, I bet you 100 emoji that you can't find my channel and sub to it. And then the link in his bio was his channel. And
love it.
See, I thought that they were asking for money or something. I thought that's what you had told me.
No, he was using the growth that he got from my stuff to promote his Fortnite channel, which is kind of funny because most of, if not all of my viewers know that I fucking hate that game. So it's like, like if I had done what
you
I did
a
with
bad
like,
YouTuber to promote Fortnite.
Exactly. Yeah.
If I had done what like I did, creamy or something, he'd probably be.
Yeah.
Right.
If I had done what I did with like the Ainsley stuff and just started uploading like Roblox, boring moments or something like.
You Roblox have to, like, if you're gonna that's
moments.
A title.
God, I can't wait to click on that.
Like, if you're gonna grow from like a content creator that does a certain game, you can't just play a completely opposite game and expect growth. It's just like, it's just dumb to me. But like, the fucked thing is that he contacted me in Instagram DMs, and he was like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, I told you I was sorry, and like, you know, I'm gonna remove my link off of all the shit. And he did for a day. And I told him, I was like, if you want to like be cool, like put, like promote me, like put, if you're going to do anything, put my link in the thing, because it's, you know, people come to your page for my content. So put my fucking link in the bio. And he's like, okay. And he did for a day. And then he told me, he's like, yeah, I'm just going to private the page. I don't even want to deal with it anymore. And then I found out the next day that his idea of privating the page was, blocking my TikTok account so that from my point of view, it seems like he privated, but he didn't.
And then he put his link back in.
He put his link back in and did that and uploaded the same video, the same caption.
Fucking scumbag. Yeah. Dude, why can't everyone just that does that be like Senpappy Rick? Why can't we just have that? I don't give a fuck if people post our content like anywhere. And you know what? Even like promote your stuff on the side, but like at least say like, hey, this isn't my content.
He was completely pretending to, like, he was replying to people in the comments like,
yeah, no, that's
like,
what I
people
mean.
People were like, I bet me Nasty couldn't reply to this, and he'd be like, hey.
And yeah, like, that's fucking AIDS.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. Also, it should be like fucking Darwinism, where if you're dumb enough to fall for it, then like too fucking bad. But
yeah,
I'm pretty sure I can say this for all of us that we'll never ask for fucking money through TikTok. So
didn't you have something like that, Soup?
I feel like I remember hearing about that or something. I might have been thinking about myself when I said that, because I don't know if I had that happen to me or not.
Were you just like Vanoss Gaming asked you for money or something with like 3 followers on like Twitch or some shit?
No, I think somebody was. I don't know if it was me or someone else, but somebody was impersonating somebody and asking for money or something.
Yeah, so. I feel like a good rule of thumb is like if there's not a link to that social platform on like our YouTube or like any of other social media, then like it's not us and it's just someone else.
Yeah, well, just don't send fucking money to us unless it's like through Twitch or something like that. Like that's the only viable way.
That's the only way to do it. Yep.
Yeah.
Unless we're streaming on Twitch and it's our actual Twitch account, then
which we're all verified on there anyway. Anyone. So.
Yeah.
And 99.9%, if not 100%, we don't ask for money. We don't. Right. Yeah. We are very well off. We
I don't think any of us have asked for money.
Yeah, if anyone's asking for money under us, then that is just dumb. Do not fall for that.
If you come across a channel that has my clips on it called The Do Covers and there's a Cash App link, that's not me.
Does somebody actually have that?
That channel got nuked, the one that was asking for money. But
that's good.
No, that might have been you I was thinking about.
Then. Oh, maybe it was. Then. Because that biggest channel that would just post in my Omegle stuff, he was actually pretending to be me and doing like polls as me. And like, what should my next video be? Like he's controlling my content somehow or something.
Dude.
And then he had place in description and like in the channel you are like the banner were like Cash App me. It's like, really, bitch?
Bro, out of anyone in the world that person could have impersonated, they chose the Do. That's what I don't understand, is these people choose YouTubers to impersonate.
Well, people fall for like, it, is the thing, dude. People do fall for it, yeah. It's like scam phone calls, dude. People fall for that dumb shit.
Because that is a channel that would make sense for me to make, to be honest.
Yeah,
so.
I guess, but it's just, I don't know. It's
you need to make that channel. Wild. So, like, that's the thing. Yeah. It's like, when I've experienced the impersonation on TikTok, my first initial thought was, I need to make a TikTok for myself. And so I don't have to deal with this shit anymore. Because it's just going to keep happening again if I don't make like a verified one.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, I have the same thing on TikTok. There's some like really established channels that are like the Do TikTok and whatever, and they have like 200,000 followers. So,
well, I mean, it's totally cool if like you're doing it as a fan. Like,
I think they are. I don't think there's bad intentions there.
There's another account on TikTok that kind of has a little bit of a following, and they post my clips. But like in their bio, they in caps lock it says, "This is not the real McNasty. This is a fan account." And I'm like completely okay with that.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
I'm like pretending to be me. That's just fucking.
In fact, I encourage that. Yeah, I encourage that. Awesome. If anybody wants to do that fan account, make all the fan accounts.
I was gonna say I don't want to go on that hellhole. So if somebody else wants to go post our clips, feel free.
If people want to put and promote our shit, hey, you're saving us a lot of fucking work and headache.
because I would pay lots of money to stay away from that hellhole app. I hate it.
It's honestly not bad. That's the mentality I always had with it. I always thought like, yeah, this is just like a fucking cringe fest full of like dancing kids. But I've been on it and I've seen like one person dancing and it was like a big fat mom. It wasn't even a kid. It was just like
Okay, well, I've been on there a long time. I've never seen fat moms dancing. So your For You page is being trained a little bit differently.
Well, my For You page, I've only liked like 2 TikToks. So my For You page is just like fresh random shit, you know?
Just all random.
It's like untrained. It's like starting a brand new YouTube account.
Yeah. It's like a public restroom.
Fresh random shit.
Yes, TikTok is a public restroom. Good analogy, Soup. God.
Worlds. I remember when TikTok first came out, I was going to make one, and the reason I didn't is because that whole thing was happening like with China, and like we were just going to nuke TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to nuke China.
Hey, that app's annoying. We're going to nuke the whole country. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
That's why I ended up not making one.
Do we have any topics?
I don't know.
22 minutes in.
I haven't really been paying attention to anything other than talk.
talk. My favorite platform. I mean,
somebody sent us another email.
Another email.
Open that bitch up, motherfucker! Woo!
All right.
Opening a pit? What is...
I don't want to get you all, like, gangstered out. Or...
Okay, Super. It's kind of... Tetris Battle Royale guy, you fucking tweaking over.
I'm in a good mood, dude.
I'm glad. Yeah. I feel like Soup has a lot of good days. Like, one in every four times I talk to you, you're just so excited to tell us about your good mood, and that just, it makes me so happy.
Thank you, Blarge.com.
No problem. Liquidmetal.gov.
Nice URL.
Dude, can you stop shitting on me? What did I do to you?
You know what's
funny? How does it feel?
I remember.
How does it feel? I never shit on you.
Well, you got never large, shit on me.
Dude
okay.
got his ass stretched by McNasty, so, you know, he's just a little grumpy.
Yeah, McNasty just ripped into you, and you're fucking...
And McNasty spent like 5 minutes going on.
Yeah, he just kept going.
Was that on the podcast?
It wasn't an insult.
Was that on the podcast? That was just 5 minutes ago.
Damn. I'm really in a different dimension.
What does that podcast mean?
Are we here right now.
RuneScape does not take that much fucking brain power.
Was that today?
On the podcast? Yes.
Oh.
Are you fucking good?
Yeah, what is going on? What planet are you on?
47.
My name...
47.
My name... 47. Okay, good name.
Do any of you wish to procreate in the future? If so, what is something you wish to impart on them? Your parents imparted on you when you were younger?
Are you reading a topic?
Yes.
Are you just saying, do we want to have kids?
You want to have kids?
Mm-hmm.
No. Nope.
Yeah, eventually.
I do.
I hate kids so much.
Yeah, same. Just
you guys don't
want
to have kids.
No.
How does your girlfriend feel about that, Matt?
She doesn't want kids either.
Oh, God, I wish I could find somebody like that. Jesus Christ.
Dude, for the price
of raising... It's so hard to find women
like,
that don't want kids.
For the price of raising, like, multiple kids, you could just go get, like, a house in the south of France and...
Well, most people don't see kids as a price thing.
They are a price thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why people have kids.
It's $100,000 to raise a kid from, like, birth to 18 or something like that. It's probably more than
minimum.
That now.
It's like quarter of a million.
Ads.
You know what, Blarg? Like, yeah. You're going to hate me for this, but I hope you accidentally have a kid.
Well, that would need a lot of things to go very wrong, so we're okay.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you tell your kid that someday? Well, a lot of things went wrong, and here you are.
You were a lot of things going wrong, little buddy.
That's on a podcast that's going to be posted on the internet.
Yeah, I'm sending this to your kid on their 18th birthday.
Hey, future kid, if you're accidentally here, you were a complete mistake. Didn't want you at all. Probably still don't. You're probably just a burden, but you know, that's fine.
Jesus Christ. God. What the fuck, man? You guys don't want kids?
No, I have a few kids. No
dude,
more
every
than,
time
like,
I see a kid, I just want to punch it in the head. Like, what are you doing?
That's because you got to raise good kids, dude.
It's not paying rent. It's not doing nothing. It's just sitting there and shitting in his diaper. Go get a job.
You were doing
that's
that
a
one
baby.
Time.
There's a difference.
No, go
you're
get a job.
Be a perfectly good kid, like a normal kid that doesn't really have any issues, and then he'll stand up and start like doing Fortnite dances, and then I just want to punch him in the back of the head.
Oh yeah.
Well, see, that's why you raise your kid that when they do a Fortnite dance, you get the belt and beat them within an inch of their life.
That's right.
And then
see if they ever floss again. You can floss with daddy's belt, bitch.
You better be flossing with Jesus. You keep on, bitch.
Holy fuck. Flossing with Jesus.
Kids who floss don't go to heaven.
Flossing with Jesus has got to be the funniest fucking sentence I have ever heard.
Can we get that put on a shirt? Can we make some merch that just says flossing with Jesus?
Like a dead kid on it? What would you have on the shirt?
Just a skull and crossbones. Flossing with Jesus.
Just a very small casket.
Oh, God.
So fucked. Oh my god. What was the topic? I'm just.
Do you want to have
right,
kids?
That's right, right. Yeah, okay.
And,
yeah.
And the other part was what would you want to teach them, which we just covered. So.
Do we have dementia today? We're like forgetting everything.
Hey. I don't know what's going on anymore.
What is dementia? I forgot.
I get it. He's doing a bit. That's a good
Apparently,
bit.
We all have Alzheimer's in our brain, and it's just your lifestyle slows it down or lets it happen faster.
What?
Wow. Alrighty. I didn't give a shit.
Yeah, you soft,
I heard a doctor talk about that the other day, and that was very depressing.
Imagine just waking up and forgetting you have Alzheimer's and just being cured. It's that easy.
Yeah, why don't all people just do that?
Why don't you just remember?
Dude, just stop forgetting. What are you doing?
Stop getting sick. Just forget that you are sick, dumbass.
I think exactly. When you have, like, Alzheimer's is really like a hereditary thing, too. If it happens a lot in your family, it'll happen.
It can be genetically predisposed, yeah.
That'd be so fucked.
Why don't they just call
it
old timers?
Because I mean, that would be stupid.
What it is, really?
Old timers.
I reckon it's some dude's name that forgot stuff. That's why they named it that.
Do you think that he forgot about stuff?
What? You need a roadmap for that one.
Here's a good question. What are some fucked things you guys did as kids or teens with your friends? Fucked things, like some sus stuff.
Well, it wasn't sus, but I don't know. I was a dick one day for no reason. To this day, I still don't know why, but I had one of my friends over, and it was my birthday recently, and, like, we had a piñata, and so I had, like, the piñata bat and stuff, and we were going through all my toys, and he's like, can I play with this? And I was like, no. And then, like, everything he'd pick up, I'd say no to him playing with it. And he just kept asking me and annoyed me, so I just said, you can play with this, and I hit him in the face with the piñata bat. And I have no idea why I did that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, his nose was bleeding like crazy, and my mom made me sit in the laundry room for like 2 hours.
The laundry room.
What did you do in the laundry room?
Separate the whites.
I don't really remember that. Excuse me?
Isn't that what you do in laundry?
Laundry. Laundry jokes.
Laundry discrimination.
Laundry is doing white supremacy. Cancel it.
Can we cancel laundry? Everyone smell like shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of dirty clothes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's I don't know, that's probably the worst thing I could think of that I did, and I was like, why?
The only thing I ever really did
did more fuck shit in your adult life, like shit on a school.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Cool. Well, because you do shit when you're drunk, and it's just like that's when you're not even yourself.
Imagine if kids could just get drunk, the shit they would do.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I can't really remember.
Shit on the floor.
I never like hurt animals. I've always been an animal lover. Like I know some kids like to fuck with animals.
Serial killers.
Oh my! The other day, my cousin told me that he used to. So my cousin's like me. He's a huge fan of frogs. Love frogs.
Huge fan of frogs.
Huge fan of frogs.
Big frog guy.
Who has ever said that unironically?
On a fucking t-shirt.
He's a fan of frogs.
That guy and frogs. Tight, tight.
So fucking lame.
Name a better duo.
Dude, frogs are so cool. What do you mean?
That sounds like something you would describe someone as that has like no personality. He likes frogs.
That's fucking frog guy again.
Frog fan.
That's like his biggest personality trait is just into frogs.
That is such a shit personality trait.
I mean, like maybe if he was like Steve Irwin, that would be a cool fact.
Maybe
but,
if he had downs, like just that's such a lame.
Dude, frogs are so cool. What do you mean?
They just fucking hop around, ribbit, and eat flies. What is
that?
Yeah,
no, that's
cool?
Why they're cool. They look funny, and they just
they do look funny.
They make I don't know. They just look funny. Those look like they're like angry and sad at the same time. Okay, anyways. cousin, huge frog dude. When he was young.
I'm sorry, I can't.
I've just never known anybody who's into frogs. Most of it's like, oh, there's a frog.
Is he actually like this into frogs, or are you just saying this like
he's into frogs.
The story up?
Well, I don't know if he is now, but when he was a kid, he was super into frogs.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, did the passion die? That's actually really sad.
Yeah. Did the fire burn out?
Yeah.
Did the ribbit away?
He ribbit his last ribbit.
All right, I'm composed now. I'm sorry.
This frog passion croaked.
Okay. Go on with your right. Frog friend.
So when he was a kid, he had these like friends, and I think there was like a crawl space under his old house, and there used to be frogs that would just like burrow their way in there. And he'd always go and like take them out and like put them in a bucket and kind of like release them out in the wild so they wouldn't like get stuck under the house.
Holy shit, he had a frog bucket? No way.
This is like probably a 5-gallon bucket, like a Home Depot bucket.
That's a lot of frogs.
Just a bucket specifically for frogs.
Dude, you should fill that with frogs and just jump in it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
this is my favorite conversation.
There was like these two or three kids he did it with, right? And he,
Excuse me?
He did the frog stuff with.
This guy is obsessed with little kids and frogs, huh? What a guy.
Holy fuck. Oh, I'm crying.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so he had these friends that he would get the frogs with, right? Put them in the bucket. And, like, they released them in the wild. But he said, like, one day he went out there and they had already gotten the frogs. And they were just, like, throwing frogs up in the air. And just like they would watch him land and just like explode on the ground. And then he would like, they would take him and just full force, like throw a frog at the ground. Just,
like boom, spiking just it like a football.
And he used to make him like so sad. I can't remember why I even started this conversation. We've just been laughing about frog guy
weird,
for a
bad
while.
Things that we did as kids, I guess.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of. Like those are the kind of kids to where I think of like, that's like super bad.
That's kind of
that's pretty
up.
Freaking cruel. Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty awful.
Like torturing fucking animals. Yeah, and like I don't think I've ever like been like that. Maybe like I think the worst thing I ever did was put a bee in the microwave. I think I talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah, it didn't like do anything. It just like it was walking around. All of a sudden, it just stopped walking and it was just dead. Didn't like explode.
Well, I tortured my cat, but like that was before I knew that it was like.
A
bad.
Cat, like,
yeah. Well, if you're doing something like, at the age of two, it's like you can't.
Yeah,
you
know. That's like I was super, super young. Like I don't even think I was in school, so I didn't realize like that I'm hurting an animal. You know what I mean? I was just like, so cat.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that's how you sounded too.
Yeah, that's pretty similar.
Little 2-year-old soup just cat. You have like a super deep voice too.
Yep, that's what it was.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But after that, yeah, I never fucked with animals anymore.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Only with humans.
Yeah.
Now I only take small babies and throw them around my yard.
Yeah, I only put kids in the microwave.
Honestly,
now.
I would feel less sad for a small baby.
A baby in a microwave? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy how we can watch like a war movie and like we don't give a fuck? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like hundreds of people are dying, but then as soon as an animal dies, everyone's like, ah!
Yeah, like, dude. Like Saving Private Ryan with like legs like blown off. It's like, yeah, whatever. You step on your dog's toe and you're like, oh,
yeah, literally.
Dude, the ending of fucking I Am Legend when his dog dies.
Oh dude, that's sad.
Spoiler alert.
I haven't seen that.
Okay, if you haven't seen I Am Legend by now, you need to fucking, yeah.
That has been out for a minute.
Like 2008.
Yeah, literally.
There are 12-year-olds who have seen that movie, so if you haven't seen it yet, you need to fucking get on that shit.
Oh.
Worthless swine. Okay. All right, next topic. What's your favorite movie? No one answered that stupid question. It's funny because there's really good questions on here, and then there's just like...
Asses.
Then you're just like, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite color?
What's your favorite color?
Actually, that's a good question. I don't think I've ever actually
favorite
that.
Flavor.
Oh, no, we went over that.
Blue.
We went over it, and you
like green,
and you judged
you, yeah.
People's favorite colors as you would.
Because they're not red or blue.
Or white.
I actually like green when it comes to certain things, but like,
I took a sip as you said that.
You took a dip?
Yeah, I took a dip.
A sip.
No, I started a dip now. Oh, fuck.
I packed a fat lip right before he said that. God damn it.
Yeah, well, don't tell jokes when I pack a lip.
I hate it here.
Yeah, green, good color.
I like green, but on only like certain occasions. For some reason, I love green guitars.
I really don't give a shit. This is like, at all.
But wearing green.
This is a like, shit
wearing,
topic.
I don't know. Wearing green just makes me feel like a little.
A leprechaun!
Like a gamer Razer fan kid. I don't know.
What?
I never knew a color could invoke such emotion.
Like, whenever I think of green, for some reason, I think of Razer. Like, that's just been like the thing forever.
Yeah, that's their.
Well, that's good marketing.
Yeah. That's actually incredible.
They literally marketed a fucking color.
Good for them. Pretty impressive.
But it's mostly like what has to do with like lighting. Like if I have a green keyboard, even if it's not a Razer, it's a Razer. That's just the way it is.
That's pretty impressive on their part.
Yeah. Anyway. That's just the way it is. Would you guys ever consider doing a song together like Dude did with Gibson and Marcus?
Sure.
Probably, yeah.
Consider it. We're never going to do because we're lazy.
Yeah, it depends on like what we did. Yeah, I'd probably be.
We all have stuff we could contribute.
Music time! We make music in our videos, though. That's true. We do improv.
Yeah.
We do. I mean, it's not very professional. It's one instrument and then singing.
It is very hit or miss when we do
it. It's a distant piano.
That's how they did it in the old country days.
What is your guys' favorite song that we've ever done in a video?
Definitely mine is 7-Eleven
Musical.
Yeah.
7-Eleven Musical.
Yeah, that's by far the best.
That was so fun.
Yeah, that was a good one. That clip also was everywhere on TikTok too.
Yeah, you can think as much as you shit on TikTok too. Like I gotta thank TikTok for like that one clip of "Would you guys be there for me if I was going through something?" No, absolutely not. That clip has gone viral on TikTok like 74 times.
Me and McNasty were talking about this the other day. Fucking the one clip of Grizzy like, "Soup, do your parents know about your outro song?"
Oh yeah,
dude, that has been reposted and still gets reposted to this day so fucking much that I literally, it was in like 144p subtitled in Arabic.
I love that.
Subtitled in Arabic.
Oh, that's great, dude.
I think it was Arabic and it was just like 144p and zoomed in. So the Arabic was already like cut off. So it had been reposted.
I love that.
It's been screen capped so many times that the quality is just shit.
The bit rate is just fucked.
Same with the, if I pull hard enough that fucking clip, the amount of times that clip has been like repurposed and like re-uploaded, every time I get tagged in it now, it's literally like 9 pixels. Like you can count the pixels on screen. Just white noise with some distant siege. Like it's
the audio,
just...
even the audio is just completely fucking ruined. It's so weird because like, I don't understand like what the process is that makes it that bad. Because like,
if you screen cap it,
if you, like, yeah, but if you screen record something, it's still like iPhones. Well, I guess after screen recording on
it's getting screen recorded and downloaded and then screen recorded and downloaded. It's just like
hundreds of times
fucked. Yeah,
compressed and compressed.
The funniest thing is the ones that have the most views and stuff are always the fucked ones. Like, why is it never the ones that are completely clear?
Yeah.
Or the ones on our channels.
Yeah. I think that video on my channel is like 300K views, like nothing insane. Right. On TikTok's like, 35 million.
Yeah.
What's better than this?
And no credit given.
I feel like those clips have gone around enough where everyone's like, bro, give credit. Like everyone knows who made those by now.
I'm just like, whenever I scroll through my Instagram notifications, it seems every single time I'll see at least one of somebody commenting on a video says, "Give credit to the dude."
Yeah.
It's like, and I'll go and watch it. I'm not even in the clip.
Yeah, keep doing that, guys. Spam the videos that you see with us in it with that shit. Yeah,
I get tagged in the clip he was talking about all the time, and I'm not in it. The fucking, "Would you be there for me if I was going?" Mm-hmm. I'm not in that. And I get tagged almost every day. Like, every morning I wake up and see a notification about Instagram and that bullshit.
It's so funny that they took that video and put it over, like, something else. Like a GTA race.
Yeah.
And then there was another one.
GTA racing I see all the time. And like Minecraft, like parkour videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. I see those a lot.
There was another one that was
the texting was so fucking weird.
Oh, that was so cringe.
Like the horoscope one.
Yeah. God, that was awful.
There's some bad ones.
I get what they're getting at, though, because it's like a relatable clip and like, oh yeah, I could see our friends like doing this in the group chat, but it's still, it's just weird.
Yeah, fuck off, idiots.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I mean, it's
God
it's pretty,
fucking damn it!
It's mildly creative instead of just like throwing it over GTA or something. They'll think,
yeah,
that's
true. Yeah,
yeah.
Like
yeah,
at
yeah.
least they had to put like, you know, 5 minutes of effort in and not just throw it over a different like MP4. So I'll give them that. But yeah,
that's pretty much what TikTok is just throwing sounds over your own video.
Yeah.
Like, when I was on it the other day, a lot of the like most popular TikToks, it would be like somebody like belting out a song, and then I would think they're actually singing. But then I would go and look at the audio and it's somebody else's singing. And I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
oh, it's weird that like, you know, they're benefiting off somebody else's work, but that's pretty much what fucking TikTok is. It's just,
I like the opposite of that. Have you seen that? Where it's like, somebody will take the video of the people singing, but we'll put different audio over it. And some dude was doing like Mario sound effects about this dude singing about missing his girlfriend.
I've seen those, but they'll make like, it'll be like a guy just like playing guitar and singing his heart out, but then they'll put like video over of like him singing terribly and the guitar is all fucking out of tune. It'll just look like he's doing like a terrible job.
I saw something on Instagram that was like a guy posted a guitar video and it was something like, oh, it's so easy. And he was just playing open strings, like just picking open strings, but it was like playing something so intricate.
Like a sweep arpeggio up and down the neck or
something. Yeah, and everyone was like, this is so fake, it's not even funny.
Yeah, the YouTuber TVT does videos like that, where it's like gefakest, like guitar, like
oh,
fake
watching
guitars.
Fake
guitar,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that's actually a good idea. I feel like that'd be some good content.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he'll watch, like, somebody will send him a video of, like, it'll be like a Romanian, like, news channel, and there'll be, like, a band on there, and, like, the guitar, like, guy playing guitar, it's not even plugged in, and he's just, like, holding, like, a G-note. But there's like a solo going on. He's just like, he's like pointing out like the fakeity and stuff.
Just vibrato.
I love like
one
music
note.
Videos in the fucking 90s. Cause like, I guess the editors of those music videos didn't know like how a drum set would work. Cause you'll watch old music videos and they'll be like doing some insane drum fill. But in the video, they're just like hitting a cymbal one time.
Completely out of sync.
It's definitely a lot easier to cover up like, an unsynced guitar than it is a fucking drum set. Because you got a big old drum set and the dude's all psh, 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 moving his arms and shit.
Mm-hmm.
The guitar is just standing there just moving his fingers. Yeah, I don't know. When I was doing that, I was flailing my arms around. You guys couldn't see that, but... Yeah.
I felt it, though.
Yeah, I felt that. I felt the passion there.
The power. Passion of the drummer.
Guns podcast.
Is that? Can you not just have like 0.5? Does your brain yell when it's quiet?
Dude, I have.
You just need to constantly.
I think that I genuinely still have ADHD from when I was a kid. I don't think I ever got over it.
Got over it. Is that a? Just get over that.
Just get over your depression. Just get
over
your ADHD.
A lot of the time, kids are diagnosed with ADHD or ADD when they don't actually have that. They're just like very active. They don't actually have that.
What
just
happened?
Very actively minded kids. Oh, yeah. He's still playing fucking Tetris.
Oh,
shut
right.
up.
Yeah,
he's doing very poorly.
I closed out of Discord, so I didn't know what was going on.
You guys are toxic.
You have not improved at all.
You haven't.
You're horrible.
What were we talking about?
Wow. We were talking about ADHD.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the time, kids will be diagnosed with those kind of things, and they won't actually have it. They're just like active-minded, very creative
kids.
Yeah,
they're hyper people. Yeah.
And then they
get
put on fucking drugs and turn into little corporate drones.
Exactamundo. Fuck the government. Fuck the government.
Correct.
Fuck it.
Correct.
But yeah, I don't know. Just now, like, I'll just be downstairs, pour myself a bowl of cereal, and just read out and being here, not for a while, a long time ago.
I imagine that. Yeah,
I believe
you're sitting around singing all day.
I am constantly making noise, and I don't know
how you.
I used to always like tap my hand like a drum beat.
Oh, I still do that.
Well, I mean, I still do that too, but like I would always do like this one particular like thing. I don't know. I'd always be like.
Mm.
Right. My favorite beat.
Were you one of those like pen tap kids?
Oh, the pen tap kids.
Yeah. Like with their little fucking pens. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, it was so annoying. Dude, teachers used to just.
I definitely did that.
yeet those kids out in the hall all the time.
Yeah, pretty obnoxious.
Really, none of my teachers ever gave a fuck. You could just be having a drum solo and they would just completely ignore it.
You bring a drum kit to class.
Okay, if there's a full-on drum kit, they might say something.
just apologize while interrupting the drum kit. Sorry, go ahead, sorry.
Yes, Canadian school, they said sorry.
I want to hear, like, in Canada, do you encounter a lot of people that have really strong Canadian accents?
Not where I live, no, because, like, well, because you gotta realize, like, my whole...
In Canada, do you encounter people with a Canadian accent?
Well, he literally just said not all the time, so...
Well, honestly, no. Like, even, like, all
of... That's a dumb fucking question, though.
All of Southern Ontario pretty much sounds American. Like, there's certain words...
But you don't sound American.
I sound like somewhat in between.
There's a couple of words that make you sound Canadian, but
yeah, mm-hmm. It's more like so like the yeah the way source. Yeah
about
yeah just certain words like that come across like Canadian, but
nice there are like people general. Out there who are just like full on
yeah
like,
those are like full on Northern Canadians that you just even I don't know what the fuck they're saying. It's just noises. But yeah, because I like grew up watching American news because you know literally being 10 minutes from America.
Yeah,
I got all their news stations and stuff, so I feel like it's harder to develop a full Canadian accent when you just get so much American media. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anyone with like a crazy thick Canadian accent. Like none of my friends do or anything.
Is there anything in Canada like I don't know how to ask this.
No, it's a barren wasteland.
Is there anything in Canada? What am I trying to say?
No. We answered that.
Is there anything?
Yeah, you singing didn't change the answer.
Okay, so you've obviously been to America a lot.
Yes.
Is there anything in Canada that's just like very obviously different than the U.S. other than the lack of like school shooters and whatnot?
No, honestly. Like if you're just driving down, I mean, I guess it depends on the city. Like for the most part, Canadian cities overall, I notice, are much cleaner than a lot of big U.S. cities, which could be because of population, could be because, I don't know, whatever the fuck it is. But, like, if you're just driving down, like, a Canadian highway versus an American highway, it's really not, like, insanely different. Like, you'll notice it, like, obviously because miles per hour and, you know, kilometers per hour, the street signs are all different and shit like that, but, like, I don't know. They look pretty damn similar in a lot of places, especially when you get to big cities, they're very, very similar, but... I don't know.
What about like food?
I feel like it depends. Again, it all depends where. Like,
I feel like this is like a child asking a Canadian, like they've met a Canadian for the first time.
But a lot of people don't actually really know anything about Canada. Like, a lot of southern U.S. thinks all of Canada is snowing 24/7 and doesn't realize that. Like,
it ain't.
Doesn't realize that we get like 100 fucking degrees here as well. So, yeah, I don't know. It depends on the city. Like. Toronto has pretty much every variation of food and cultural food possible. It's pretty damn nice, but I don't know. Yeah, there's nothing insanely different about them at like face value. So I don't know. Mm. Big city, still big city, still got crackheads, still got, you know, crime, still have all that shit. So
all the good stuff, baby.
Do you
ever eat poutine?
I've had poutine. I've never had poutine in Quebec.
I've never seen
though.
Poutine here in the U.S.
We have it at McDonald's.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anyone that gets it at McDonald's because, like, I don't know. It's like if you had a good pizza parlor in Italy and you still went to Domino's. It's kind of like, why the fuck would you do that?
Yeah,
like if you want poutine, there's literally a place in my city called the Poutinery, and you can just go get poutine there.
So it's like a brothel,
the Poot Palace.
Yeah, I don't know.
Poutinery.
Yeah, I've had poutine a few times. I've never had it from Quebec, though, which apparently is like a sin, but I've never been to Quebec, so I don't know.
Is that like the heart of Canada or something?
No, that's like...
That's just the French area.
That's French Canada, where they like... I think that's where poutine originated from and stuff, so...
There are like people like in Canada that just completely speak French and like not know English at all?
You usually have to like... If you live in Quebec, you usually have to learn both.
I think they're bilingual.
Yeah, they're bilingual. But, like, yeah, I get, even here in, like, English Canada, all our packages are French and English, not just English. Yeah, like, in the southern states there, you guys have a lot of, like, Spanish and English packaging. Mm-hmm. Same idea.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, we just
Like a lot of times you go to like Spanish. If you go like anywhere, you'll see like a warning label, and then it'll give you an English and then a Spanish translation.
Spanish, yep. Yeah. That is, Same idea here, but French.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
But French is just like silly Spanish. So
kind of, yeah.
It's more whole Spanish.
There are some like French words that are like the exact same word in Spanish. Yeah, just literally said differently,
or like a different order. Yeah, it's they're pretty fucking similar. If you learn one, you can usually learn the other one pretty damn easily.
I hated French class so much, dude.
Same.
You took French.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I was trying to be fucking quirky and random and epic. Mm.
Like, I'm gonna be that one guy that knows French out of all my friends.
Well, there were a lot of people in the class, so. But I don't know. I would get in random academic moods where I'd be like, I'm going to challenge myself academically.
That was the same way, yeah.
And I'm like, well, fuck this, dude.
I'd finally get an F up to a D, and then I'd be like, I don't want to try anymore.
Well, I didn't do that bad.
Yeah. I wasn't fucking stupid. I was just, you know.
It would just be annoying because it wouldn't be like, fun at all. Our teacher was a fucking
dude.
Cunt.
All my French teachers, I don't know what it is about French teachers, all of them were fucking dicks growing up. I only had one cool one, and I'm pretty sure he was an alcoholic, and he sings songs about like how to learn French. His like artist name is ATN, and he was one of my high school ATM. Teachers. ATN.
Attention?
Not ATM. ATN, and he was one of my fucking teachers in high school. And he was the only cool one, but the rest were always fucking bitches. They were always so fucking rude for
no
reason.
We had bathroom slips. Like, we can only go to the bathroom, like, twice in her class.
What the fuck?
Every, like, 3 months.
Bro.
So that was my French teacher.
You should have just shit your pants and revolt.
So, yeah, if you had to, like, shit in that class at that particular time of the day...
You just shit out of luck.
Yeah, if that was when you had to shit more than twice every 3 months, then you were fucked. Or, had to go to the bathroom. Yeah,
better train your bowel cycle, bitch, in my class.
Yeah, that is awful.
Yeah, and it wasn't fun, dude. It was like you would randomly get called on. Like, you wouldn't have to raise your hand or anything. It'd just be like,
oh,
okay, now
it's
your turn.
Oh,
and now it's your turn. And everyone's just like, I have no fucking clue what's going on.
Yeah.
That's so, like... I don't understand, like, some teachers have the mentality that they're, like, a fucking dictator to their students.
Yeah.
It's like, just be a person. Like, these kids are living their most, like, stressful age, and you're, like, treating them like fucking servants.
Yeah.
You know, let them fucking be themselves.
Yeah, it's...
Well,
it's
that's just no way to teach, either. I mean, when you teach like that, you're not going to get results.
Oh, yeah. Kids don't want to listen to... people that are overly
the only way to get a kid to learn is like by inspiring them to learn. If you're just a fucking bitch and make them,
dude, whenever I would have like a teacher that was just chill and like cool, it would always make me want to work more. I just felt more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But like being like class forced fun, almost.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, oh yeah, I get to go see Mr. blah 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 whoever today. It's like, fuck yeah. But then there's always going to be those students who like take advantage of that and just like don't fucking do anything.
Dude, the most fucking annoying thing to me whenever I was in school is if a teacher was like giving some random example of something and, oh, dude, when it was like, when it wasn't like a core class, so you were like merged with the dumber students, at least for me, like, dude, if a teacher had to use something for an example, like, so just imagine like you put mayonnaise on a sandwich and you would always have that one dumb motherfucker that's like, I don't like mayonnaise. raised. And it's like, that's not the fucking point. It's just an example.
This doesn't apply to me. I can't understand this concept.
I don't get it because I don't like mayonnaise.
I'm lactose intolerant, so I can't have mayonnaise.
Holy dude, it would piss me off so fucking bad, dude.
Did you guys have any teachers that were like genuinely creepy as fuck?
I don't think so. I mean, I've had teachers that looked creepy as fuck.
I had a teacher that I think had severe Alzheimer's.
Oh, that's rough.
He came in and he was just like, well, you know, go buy, because I don't know if you guys have ever purchased.
Well, you know, go buy this.
He's just a white old dude.
Yeah, do it at home.
I don't know how expensive books are in Canada, but like college textbooks here are like unreal in terms of just like how expensive they are. But like, yeah, this dude came in and he's just like, well, there is a textbook and like you could buy it. But like, honestly, I would just use it to go to sleep at night. It's pretty boring. You don't really need it. And you know what?
Legend.
To be honest, I think I got like 100% in that class because that guy was super cool, you know, to prove like what McNasty was saying, you know, it was pretty chill.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a teacher that like Smitty and I had. Obviously we're 1 year apart, but this dude would like let us talk about YouTube and like other forms of media. It was like a media type class, and he'd like let us like think about videos or like let Smitty edit a video in class and like just not care. And it's just like teachers that just kind of let you do your thing as long as you're like learning about something. It's just, I don't know, it's so much better than like super strict shitty fucks.
Correct.
I think there is a healthy balance though too, because if you're a teacher that just lets your fucking kids run free, a lot of them are going to take advantage of that and end up not doing anything.
Oh yeah, you can have structure without it being an asshole.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever like see anyone getting like a fuck ton of trouble at school?
Yeah. I saw a couple girls get thrown out of a class permanently.
There was a kid that got
stop talking.
There was a kid that got expelled from my school, and he was like kind of part of our friend group, but not really. Like, he would come around every once in a while. But he was one of those kids that was like every once in a while you want to hang out with him, but most of the time you're like, God, why is he coming around? Like, he's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And he got kicked out of school. He got expelled for selling fake acid to kids.
Why did he get expelled if it's fake?
Apparently he came up with like a tablet paper. Like a paper, you know, because you know how when you take acid, it's like little tablets and you put in your mouth. Well, he had that, but I don't think it had any acid on it. I think it was just a paper.
Oh yeah, you can buy those.
He was like selling it to kids, and they were like taking it, and they're just like, yeah, nothing's happening. I think that's why he got reported, because like he was selling it to like kids were paying money.
I wonder
money.
What kid was brave enough to speak up about that.
Yeah.
Hey, I bought acid and it didn't work.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. But yeah.
Like, you must have been pretty fucking pissed off if you would tell about that.
That's probably like the worst thing I've seen, but yeah. That was pretty sus burger.
There was some fucked ones. I think one fucking... It was funny at the time. It was pretty fucked up now, because like, this was before like, you know, school shootings became like a norm.
Yeah, so I feel like I was the last generation.
There's really only like, you know, like happen. The old fucked up ones. But this fucking kid, 8 a.m. English class, it was completely silent. And he was like 5 minutes late. And he kicked open the door and like pretended to cock like a shotgun just in the air. Just went like...
Oh my god.
And he just like, bruh. He was just joking, obviously. But the teacher fucking freaked out and he got suspended for a month just because he like made the shotgun sound. It was so fucked. It was just completely silent at 8 a.m. He just fucking burst the door down and does that. It's like, bro, what the fuck was that? Yeah, that one was wild. And then these two girls.
A lot of people hunt here, so people would have their fucking shotguns and shit in their trucks and shotgun shells and yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean that was just shit. Like it's like, oh, I just went hunting yesterday.
Fucked up. But I was gonna say, two girls at my school once got drunk in the middle of class. They had like vodka and
I did that in adult school one time.
Yeah, people would always bring vodka in a water bottle dumbass.
Well, they did that, went to a golf course, stole a golf cart, drove it into the side of the school, and got arrested all before lunchtime.
Oh my god.
That was, wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, that one was fucked, but that fucking was probably it.
We weren't allowed to drink anything drive in class. We weren't allowed to eat anything in class or drink anything. So, like, there was this one day where this guy had vodka in a water bottle. And, like, the rule already was that you couldn't eat or drink anything, even water, in class.
Really?
So, it was, like, kind of obvious. Because he was the only one drinking out of a water bottle. And it was fucking vodka. It's like, what'd you expect?
A fucking dumbass.
Obviously, yeah, he got caught, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no shit. Dude, I never understood that. Like, you gotta be, like, a different level of low to be like, yes, vodka before noon at school.
I think just do that kind of stuff to be cool. I remember I took one Smirnoff Ice in my backpack, and me and my friend went in like the neighborhood next to my school and like drank it. And I thought I was fucking badass drinking a Smirnoff Ice with the boys.
I ate my first pot brownie at school. That's the first time I ever got high.
Really?
Yeah, it was completely accidental. I don't know if I've told this story
before. No, I don't think you have.
I don't think so.
Well, my first period class was French one year, my first year of French. And my Mexican friend had brownies. And he's like, you want a brownie? And I didn't even know like pot brownies were a thing. And I was like, yeah, man, I'll take a brownie. He's like, okay, I say take the brownie.
$16.
So, no, he gave it to me for free. And so I ate it, and he was like, you like that brownie? I was like, yeah, it wasn't bad. He's like, there was weed in it, Holmes.
So, I do not taste the weed. You can like...
I didn't know. I was just like,
I guess,
oh,
if, you don't,
it,
I guess if you don't know what it tastes like or smells like, yeah. Then, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
So, yeah, I was...
How'd that go?
Well, I was really high.
All of a sudden, I knew perfect French.
I was really high, and then I was still pretty high at the end of the day, and that was my first day practicing baseball with the varsity team. So I was like fucking high at my first baseball practice, and I did so fucking bad.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, that's rough. Yeah, yep. I have never accidentally had an edible, and I'm glad for that. Every time it's been like, oh yeah, this is what this is, and you know, you can either take it or not. I've never, like, I feel like everybody at, like, especially YouTube parties and shit, it's just, dude, everybody just hands out edible gummies, and nobody knows if they're actual gummies, so some of them will just be walking around with a giant bag of gummy bears. You know, like, if I eat a handful, am I gonna, like, sit on the couch and vegetable for, like, 2 days or what?
Yeah, I got fucking pranked.
Got pranked.
Yeah.
What?
With the edible.
Oh, okay. The brownie. Okay, I was
that
like,
happens. You know, I feel like that happens a lot. Like, but I feel like it's pretty illegal to do that.
Like,
illegal.
It was like drugging
somebody.
Without
illegal.
Their consent. Yeah, no, absolutely illegal.
Tricking people into getting drugged. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's got to be. Okay.
It's a gray area thing.
I don't think so.
The fucking drug is illegal in and of itself.
Right.
Well, depending on where you live now.
Not in California.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's fucking illegal here still.
Is it illegal in Missouri, dude?
I don't know. I know it's okay for like medical. I don't know if altogether, though.
Is it like decriminalized where you live, Soup, or is it still like fully like...
I heard something that about it being decriminalized up to like a certain amount,
yeah
or something like that, which is always, it's just so fucking weird to me. Like, how can, if you have like a little bit of it, it's fine, but if you have more than like, if you have like a speck more than what you have, then it's illegal. Like,
because it becomes the intent of selling, right? Like, if they don't want drug dealers, like if you have whatever x amount of, you know, weed that's obvious personal usage, they usually just take it away if it's decriminalized. But if you have like 45 pounds of weed in your trunk, then, you know, that's obviously not personal usage.
They just want someone, they just want it like that because they can't fucking tax it. That's why it's fucking illegal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
Pretty much. I'm very glad it's legal in Canada. Like, even when it was illegal, it was just like, hey, stop. Oh, man, he's not stopping. All right. And then they just walk away. Like, literally, like, there was this little, like, town fair that used to always happen, and, like, kids were like 16 and walk around literally walking while hitting a bong. The police were like, stop doing that or we'll take the bong. It's like, okay. Cool.
I would way rather it be legal. That way, like, at least you know what you're getting.
Yeah, and that, like, it becomes a lot safer.
Yeah, for sure.
Because people are gonna fucking do it regardless. But
exactly,
I'd rather them know what's in it.
Yeah,
instead of you know killing themselves.
The
accident.
War on drugs is kind of a bullshit show in itself. I feel like all it's done is make any drugs more dangerous. I don't feel like you know anybody who wants to do heroin.
More drugs too.
Yeah, if anyone who wants to do heroin mm-hmm. is just gonna go do heroin, you might as well. You know, I don't want to say sell heroin through the government, but like, you know, people who might die of, you know,
what a sentence.
Addiction.
They want a war on drugs, but not the ones that they sell. Yeah, they
might as well tax it. Like, I just, I don't know.
Quoting Havoc. Havoc has a good song about that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's confusing, but. All right. Should we end the podcast on drugs?
On drugs.
Everyone do drugs.
I mean, if you're cool, you'll do drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be not respect, cool. Then you'll do
Your parents don't love you because you don't do drugs.
This is getting age restricted.
Mama ain't raised no straight edge. That's coming from me, which is ironic as fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude, holy shit, are you not high? Oh, you're dead, dude.
Anyway, go sub to Goons Gaming as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Goons Gaming.
Okay, yeah, Nasty is fading out of existence. We should end it now before he fades away. Oh, he's coming back. Oh, he's, he's back again. All right, Soup, can you do the outro?
Download and spit off for y'all, and also go subscribe to Dead Dog Goon Gaming, and like, subscribe, and comment on some shit, y'all.
Thank you, Chef.
You heard the man.
Okay.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.